Earth and sky.
Scientists have long struggled to create a new kind of solar cell, one made of plastic that would be lightweight, flexible, and more efficient than the more familiar silicon solar cell.
And now they're getting closer. Earth and Sky spoke with David Carroll of Wake Forest University about his recent success using nanotechnology to improve the efficiency of plastic solar cells. He's developed a method to embed nano-sized balls of carbon, known as fullerenes, into light-absorbing plastic.
They look like a little soccer ball. They're made from carbon, and they're less than a nanometer across, and you disperse them in the plastic, and then you manipulate them around, as we've done.
The fullerenes increase the efficiency of the plastic solar cell. Dr. Carroll explained that the goal is to make plastic absorb a wider range of the sun's energy.
Silicon can absorb the higher energy photons. Plastics don't do as well. And so what you have to do is you have to put something in the plastic to help do the absorption of the photons, like the fullerenes are doing. But you want to kind of capture more of the high energy and low energy photons. What we say is that we're trying to increase the spectral overlap with the sun.
In other words, the new plastic solar cells can absorb more of the colors of the rainbow, so they're more efficient. Thanks today to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.